This is Gail speaking.
Hi, Gail. It's Kara from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm calling on Wara Inc. I know that Cabbage balance letter was rejected.
Yeah, because it doesn't have our legal name.
Yeah, so the problem is the customer didn't realize he was signing off on automotive. He thought he was signing off on this company. So it's connected to the ACH for his cafe. That's what he thought he was signing it off for. But for some reason, Cabbage has the docs listed as his automotive company, and they are refusing to update the balance letter. What can I do here?
Hold on. So this balance letter is supposed to be for Wara, but they accidentally put automotive?
Yeah, on the docs and on the balance letter, they put automotive, but they tied it to his other business. It seems like Cabbage just did a messy job funding his loan, and they refused to update the letter.
So did he ever have a balance with Cabbage in reference to the Blue Nile one?
The Blue Nile Cafe or Blue Nile Automotive?
Blue Nile Cafe.
It's coming out of the Blue Nile Cafe banks, but legally it's tied to the Blue Nile Automotive.
Okay, but so then with the automotive, because I'm trying to think, the only thing I can think is that we could do a conference call, but I'm just trying to think how we would word it so that there's an understanding that the Nile Cafe is different from
the automotive.
Hold on real quick. Let me ask the underwriter. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on real quick. Sorry, Kara. It is 106-334. Okay. So, they've already called Cabbage, and they were told the same exact thing you were. So, at this point, she's just going to take it to D.C., make sure that the other underwriters feel comfortable, which she said most likely they will, but she does have to get a second opinion because we've technically, obviously, they put money into an account that they wasn't obviously initially supposed to get funded. Like, it's two different businesses.
Yeah.
So she just has to, like I said, get, a second opinion, pretty much, which they're about to do now. So then as soon as they're done with that, I can update you. As long as that goes smoothly, then obviously we're going to send you over the TPA for Cabbage because they have that $13,000 balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be good after that. I just got to wait for them to wrap that up. Like I said, they're doing it. They're about to do it now.
Awesome. Okay, I'll just be on the lookout for your email.
Okay, yeah. I'll update you shortly.
All right, thanks, Gail.
All right, thanks. No problem.
Bye.